There's a viral video going around. There is an older man. He's unidentified at this point, but he is the quintessential old guy. He's got like a white beard down to his chest. The video is unbelievable. He's at Yellowstone, and he sees a bison that's just laying in the foreground. He's a good ways away, 50 feet.
I always feel on these, but I do feel a little different with this one because he does seem a good bit away.
He just stopped, and I think he had binoculars or a camera. He holds up the binoculars, and a truck drives by between the man and the bison. Now, the man is there with his daughter and grandkids, and the bison gets up and starts charging at him. You really have to see this video. Now, the guy, it looks like a Bugs Bunny cartoon or something like that because there's a big tree, and they run around it in circles.
I thought he was going to win, too.
I thought he won. The bison seemed confused.
Yeah.
But then he spotted him, got a full-on charge, and then, talk about a Bugs Bunny cartoon, he hits him, and the guy flies 20 feet up in the air.
It's unbelievable.
I have never seen anything like that. And he did not do anything to provoke that bison. They say off-camera there were some kids also taking pictures, but from a long distance away, and that maybe the bison was spooked by the kids taking the pictures. You just have to know that a bison could go bison at any time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just it. That's how I always feel is when somebody gets attacked, I'm like, you deserved it. In this case,
no.
I feel like he was a good bit away, and the time, just bad timing.
Yeah, exactly. This bison, for whatever reason, just was triggered by something. This was how it sounded just briefly.
Everyone's bison!
Look out, bison!
Bison! Bison! So all the kids scatter. Everybody goes running everywhere. This one guy who's 75 goes round and round.
He's doing like figure eights between the two trees.
Everyone's bison!
Look out, bison!
Bison! And he was up and
drunk. Yeah, by the time you've laid your eyes on the bison, it's too late.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the doctor that treated the man.
As soon as the bison stood up, the grandfather's like, no, we're out of here. For whatever reason, the bison, who was still like 50 to 100 feet away, just charged him. The grandfather eventually got hooked, got tossed into the air. They were doing the right thing. They were just bad luck.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
That's all there was to it. The guy who had the video is named Mike McLeod. He was from the other side of the bison, so you can see everything. It's one of the best nature videos I've ever seen in my life.
100%.
Surely. They're going to put this to music, as you said, and it's going to be all over the internet. I mean, it is unbelievable when you see it.
But, I mean, he was okay. The guy was okay.
Broken leg. But he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
They joked with him, oh, you nailed the landing.
When he was down on the ground, after things were settling down a little bit, I said, hey, you know, as a former U.S. Army paratrooper, I give that landing a 9.5 out of 10. And he's like, well, if you just caught me 5 years ago, I could have done better. So he was jovial, trying to make light of his pain, but he was obviously in a lot of pain.
I mean, a road to recovery, but just a broken leg is probably, he could be dead. That thing attacked him.
And he started to move away as the bison got up. Whoever drove by in that truck is the one.
The truck guy.
It's like the truck guy who drove by and was like, hey, bitch.
Who said that? Who said that? I know. God, terrible. If you're 75 years old and you're tossed in the air 20 feet, do you think you're going to break a bone no matter what? If you come down,
I think so.
I do too. You come down, your bones are just not, they're somewhat brittle, mm-hmm. you would imagine. It looked like a Benny Hill sketch. It looked that, it's just unbelievable to see.
What I like too is there's another car that pulls into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this white SUV with all this luggage on top.
Yes.
So you know some family was just like, oh, look.
I know.
And it just, the timing of the cars could not be worse.
I know. It was just, 100 feet away from the buffalo, from the
bison. Really, in fairness, once the bison got him, the bison was done. He was like, all right, got him.
Walked away at that point. But he was after him for several seconds there.
Oh, yeah.
That little tree dance they did is something we used to do as kids. You know, like we were playing hide and go seek.
Can't touch me.
Yeah, can't tag me. There's a guy today who is, well, see if you buy it, Red Rachel. You're an animal fan, of course. You're an animal activist. A guy named Gregory Dulcede in Florida, 32, was driving 101 in a 55. Officers pulled him over. He said, I was trying to avoid an animal. They said, yes, but you've been going this.
Okay.
We've watched you go. He's, I could not. I was trying to avoid a deer and get around
always
it.
Always blaming an animal.
101 of 55. They took him into, they gave him into custody, as you can imagine.
He should get trampled by a deer or something while he's in there for blaming it.
I'm seeing more and more deer, even this time of year.
Mm-hmm. I am too. I always thought it was, you know, you always hear rut season, but they're just everywhere.
They are. And little deer, like, that have been born in the spring are now.
Could it be because we went so long without rain? Like, are they having some issue with water?
Looking for water sources?
You know,
it's not next to the highway.
They're all over the place.
They don't know that.
There's been less hunting of deer, I feel, in the last, 20 years ago, I think there was probably more hunting. And now they're all over my neighborhood. I mean, I see deer all the time. More animals in the news. A Rottweiler has been suspended because he tested positive for cocaine. He worked, this Rottweiler, a prize-winning Rottweiler in Finland, is in competition at these dog shows and has tested positive for traces of cocaine following the Helsinki show. Did he get into the owner's stash? Did they give it?
The owner has some explaining to do here.
I do, too. Does it try to? Are they better when they're on coke?
Come on, man, I'm all up. Let's go.
The owner says the dog was accidentally exposed through environmental contamination, and there must have been drug residue outside of the place where they stayed for the competition. But the Finnish Kennel Club says we have a zero-tolerance policy for cocaine in the dogs. Mm. They tested the dog for coke.
Yeah.
And he was high on cocaine.
How bad must, like, how hyper was he acting where it set off alarm bells?
Yeah, really?
I know. Or do they test every single dog? Maybe they test.
They must test every dog. Probably
it's a big deal. You ever see Best in Show? That's another great little funny.
That's a great
mockumentary.
Movie.
That's the Spinal Tap guys did that.
Well worth a watch.
Highly recommend that too.